ובכל אשר יפנה ישיה. Whenever he turned, he made a mistake, ישיה. So Rashi lo yehoye zoicha lo horis kalchosa. He wasn't zoicha to pass in the right way, kalocha. Eshol make toys, he made a rusha, he made mistakes. Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, minayin shemoch la kodesh baruch olayis oven. How do we know though that a kodesh baruch Hu was moicha shol on his chet that he killed out the ear noiv hakanim? He killed out all the kanim of the city. How do we know that kodesh baruch Hu was moichlim? Shenema, the pasuk says that when Shaul brought up Shmuel HaNovi and asked him, what's going to be with me? Shmuel HaNovi answered back to Shaul and said, Mochor ato b'necha imi. Tomorrow you and your sons are going to be with me. In other words, you're going to die tomorrow. Because Shmuel HaNovi was Mesa already. This was the Mesa that he went to the Baalas Oiv and he brought up Shmuel HaNovi and he asked him. So Shmuel answered him back, Mochor ato b'necha imi. So he darshan imi is to be with me, b'mechitzasi. You're going to be in the same mechitzis that Shmuel is. Because just like Shmuel was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs, his Zohadin Shaul HaMelech will also go there. So it's a raya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Shaul HaMelech. Shrash HaLois Oven, Oven Denoiv Ira Kahanim. Ato Bonecha Imi, Shmuel Koma L'Shul. Shmuel told Shaul, K'shaleyu Ayidei Balas Oiv. When he brought him up, then he told him, you're going to die tomorrow, but you're going to be with me. It's a raya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel. Omer Rabbi Abba, E'iko Demashalu L'Bnei Yehuda. Rabbi was asking, if anybody is going to go and ask or speak to the people of Bnei Yehuda, the Dayik Lishni, they were Madayik very good in the learning, like we had before, so the Chur should ask them, how should we learn Pshat Nal Mishnah? Ma'avrin Tanan, does Al Mishnah Goris with an Aleph, that means Aver Aver, or Ma'avrin Tanan, or else does Al Mishnah, like we have it, with the Ayim Avrin? That's one Shal you should ask them. Another Shal is a Shal of Masechta B'choris, about a Mum of a Behemo. Are you Gurus Akuzu Tanan or Yakuzu Tanan? With an Aleph or with a Nain? There's also a Shala by a Mum on the Beitzim of the animal. The Shala had to check it out. You make the behemoth sit down on his back, and that's a Shala, that's called Akuzu. So the Shala, is it with an Ain or with an Aleph? We have a Suffolk, how you Gurus there also? Is you should ask them Tanan, Val Yadi Shalinu. If they Zicha know the answer, you should ask them. The Yamrilu, and they would know, Yadi Shalinu, they know. The Yamrilu, they will tell you. Is Iko de Toni Miavrin Tanan? No, Yadi. No, yes. The girl says, Oyazu Tanan. Yadi. They would know. Shalinu, they talk asked them. The Yamrilu, you know what they answered back? They answered back like this. Iko de Toni Miavrin. Some girls are talking with the Aleph. The Iko de Toni Miavrin. Some girls with the Yayin. No, they didn't answer back at Chlorazach. Hey, whichever one you want is good. And Iko de Toni Yakuzi. Some talk learn the Gemara and Bechoriz. The Lashin is with an Aleph. The Yikud Atani Yakuzu with a Nayin. Both Lashonis are good. Right, the Bnei Yehuda Daiki Lishna. And we're saying all this time now, Bnei Yehuda was Madaik in the Lashon. Whatever they said exactly what they meant, and they said in a clear Lashon. That's why it's a good needle there. It's good to talk clearly, to say out what you mean. Mahi, what's the Maisa they did like this? Masha, that was the needle always. They were Madaik in what they said, and Melu, with that needle, they learned good also. They were Madaik in what they were learning. What's the Maisa? They were Madaik what they said. Tihu bar Yehuda, Tiyomalhu Talis Yesh to Limcher. Rabbi Yehuda went out to the shuk and announced, I have a talis to sell. Who wants to buy a talis? Omalhu, so somebody asked him, my gavan talisko, what's the color of your talis? The talis then was like a coat. Hey, you want to buy a coat? The guy wants to know, what color is it? Does it fit my suit or not? Is my gavan talisko, what's the cover of it? What's the color of it? Omalhu, so Rabbi Yehuda answered back like this, Kitradian Olay Adomam. It's like the color of a tradion, of a beet that's on the ground. That's what he answered him. Rashi says, Kitradion al adoma, yirakrois hoise, it was a little bit green, kitseva yirakrois, like the green of the earth. So he didn't just say the word yirakrois green, because there are different types of greens. He said exactly kitradion, this type of a beet. Ah, your beet is red, I don't know, and that green or something. Their beets were green. But Kitzah, they Madaya Klor and the Lushan to say the exact color, to give a muscle of what color they meant. So you should understand me exactly, this is the color. Mashen came Bnei Golil, the Loidai to Lishnamahi. We're saying the old time Bnei Golil were not Madaik what they said. They didn't speak so clearly. What's the muscle? What happened? What's the case? They didn't speak so clearly. Titania, Tiyahu Bar Galila Devi Kozel, Viyomalhu Omar Laman Omar Laman. He was out in the street asking, who has an Omar? Who has an Omar? That's what he said. Is Omru Lay? They answered back to him, Galila Shaita. You're Galila. They answered back to him, what do you mean to say? What does Omar mean? Galila Shaita. What do you mean to say? chamor lemirka. Does Omar mean a chamor? That's what you meant to say. No, you said an aleph. You meant to say like a chamor. I mean, you want a donkey to ride on. Oy chamar lemishte. Or else maybe you want wine to drink. Chamar could also mean wine. So even though you said the word amor, maybe you meant to say the word chamor. You didn't pronounce it too clearly. Or else amor lemilvish. Maybe you mean want wool. Wool is also called amor. So maybe you meant to say like with an iron amor, lemilvish, you want wool to make a clothing with. Oy amor liyachasa. Or else maybe you want a lamb, an emr could mean an imru, could mean a lamb, this chasa to shecht. So your four things, what your emr could mean. You didn't explain yourself so good. So yes, we call the shecht, like, say what you mean. You're asking people, do you have an amr? What does amr mean? Do you mean a chamor, chamor? What do you mean? Say clearly. Shrashi amr laman, midabe besofa rofam, vuleitira sha'is, v'yena nikr, im omr, im chamor, im emr. He didn't say clear what he meant. Omr lenuvash, lasas begotten, do you want wool? Or else, Emel is chasse, sell lishchet. You want a lamb to shecht with. So he didn't say. That's the mice, they weren't medagdic in the lishchenis. Tomorrow, mice, he is a saw, there was a lady. She wanted to say to a friend, come and I'll give you chelab, I'll give you fat to eat. She wanted to be nice to a friend. Come, I'll give you to eat fat. Is Armelor, instead, she said like this. Shaluchti tuchlecha livoy. So shaluchti means lushen, I'll throw you away. And tuchli liboy means that a libra means a lion should eat you up. That's what she said to him. Instead of saying, come and eat my fat, I want to be nice to you, she said this lushen. They weren't medagdic and the lushen so good. So Rashi says, tod yuchlech lechalba. She wanted to say, come, I'll give you fat eat. V'yena mefarshis lachtach tevas. She didn't pronounce the words good. Zumi zu. Ulashmiya koteva v'teva. Mstar v'shtey tevas kachas. Two got stuck together. The Ameris Nami Shaluchi Bechof was the right Salaim Shluvosi. Shluvosi with a base is Lashon a friend, your close friend. The Shliva means like two things together. So instead of saying Shluvosi, she said Shluchosi. Shluchosi means I'm throwing you away. The base Kamoi Mishalevis, Kalaima Chavart Chavarosi, my Chavarim. And so she said, first of all, I'm throwing you away. But she said, Tuchla Levoya means Klola, Mashma Shatechlech Levia. She said, you know the lion should eat you up. Instead of saying you should eat the lay, the fat, she said not clearly that a lion should eat you up. So the kitzish saw clearly to say what you mean. How who is to saw another lady to yask the kind with the diner. She came in front of the judge. Omra lay, she said to the judge, Mori Kira. So Mori Kira, she says, right to Lima Kiri, she wanted to say Kiri with a kuf, which means who odin. In other words, my master. She wanted to talk nice to the judge and say my master. The Yomer instead, she said, Kiri, which means whoever, my slave. She said to the judge, hey, judge, my slave. That's what she said to him. Mari Kiri. Then Tifla Hevesli, I had a Tifla. Rashi, what does Tifla mean? Tifla, Rashi, writes a line, Tavla Hevesli. She wants to say she had like a board, a Tavla, a piece of a board. The Yomer, Tifla Vikur. Instead, she said she had a bean. She had. Tofla Hevesli, I had a bean. Ogunuvcha Min. And you stole it from me. That's what she told to the judge. Judge, you stole it. Shrashi gnuvcha min, roitz aloyma gnuv mimeni. She wanted to complain to the judge that somebody stole my board. That's what she wanted to say. It was stolen from me. V'yom gnuvcha min, demashma shagonvu esadayin. Forget, better. She said, somebody stole you, judge. That's what she told to the judge. He said, you were stolen. Somebody stole you. Gnuvcha min. Dekad heves. You know, she's saying, how big was my beam that if I were to hang you, judge, on the beam, your feet would not reach the ground. That's what she told the judge. And she didn't mean to say this, though. It's Rashi. My beam was so big, if we would hang you, judge, on the beam, your legs will not reach the ground. For a shtuyas harbe, she said a lot of shtuyas here. The kad mashma afsha, the boy loyma, what she really wanted to say was, O kad heaven, if it would have been this way, she didn't really want to say the dying. She wanted to say if the beam would be hanging, you should know the beam would not reach the floor. That's what she meant to say. But she didn't pronounce it right, so it sounded as if the judge is hanging. Alright, the kids, you have to pronounce your words right. Say what you mean. Look, I got the Gemara, just the sum here about all this Gemara, the Vada is called Perish of Apeh. still nichlal in Gemara, and there are Yisoidis here, and by learning every Gemara, you still get the Eschar. It's called Limud HaTorah. Exactly why these things are put in the Gemara, we don't know exactly everything, but there are big Yisoidis here. Right. Devei Rebbe, Amsa Devei Rebbe. Rebbe's maid, she had this Mishtoi B'loshin Chachoma. Chachma. She spoke a smart language. Omer, she said like this. No, these are called like hints. She didn't want to say exactly what she meant, so she said it out of hint that you should understand what she meant, and not everybody will understand it. Or only certain people understand her. So she said it in a hint language. Chachma, she said like this. Olas nofes tekat. Olas etrasha tashem kli shederlen boyayin. Like the ladle you bring up the wine with. Minachovies. You fill up the wine, the glasses, with the ladle of wine. She said, "Hochi, all this nikfas the car. The ladle is like floating in the barrel. Yedoya nishraya l'kineim. The eagle should fly back home. That means that Rashi nikfas the car. Menakefas pechovis means dangling in the chovis. Klima kva kolo hayayin negas betachtes the chovis." Right, when the ladle is banging in the barrel, that means there's come out no more wine left. Therefore, the ladle is banging there. You should know Yedoya Nishra L'Kineim means Yechol Tamidim L'Basayim. That's the simon that the Tamidim go home now. There's nothing more to drink. Kleimar Yisikul Sudasim Shemod Yain. Stop eating now. There's no more wine. That's the way she used to talk. When she wants to tell that the Tamidim go home, so it's not nice to tell them directly, stop eating, go home. So she said this Lashon Chochma. You should know the ladle is banging inside the barrel now. And Melon Mishrayo, the eagle should fly back home. The card heavy boy, the lace one. But when she finds that she had a lot of food, and she wanted the Talmidim to stay there by lunch, she wanted them to sit longer, she would say like this. Heavy armor lahu, yaidin bos the chavrosa. Yada means the cover of the barrel should go next to his friend, meaning he should go on to the next barrel, minei. The toskli aloch dechad, and it should float. The first cover should float in the next barrel. Teil for the yazda b'maya, like a boat that's floating on in the river. In other words, there's plenty of wine. The cover is floating in the barrel of wine. So now let's sit here and enjoy yourself. Rabbi Yosi Barasiyin Tihevi Mishtoye B'loshin Chochma. When he wanted to talk in a smart language, he spoke like this. He said, "Also li shorba mishpat. Make me a shorba mishpat, an ox." At the judgment. What does an ox do with judgment? Shor ba mishpat. So Rashi, that's when you wouldn't guess. Rashi, shor ba mishpat. Tardin. What he asked for was beets. That's what he asked for. How about a shor ba mishpat got to do with beets? Tur. Tur means the lotion of an ox. And a tur dain is shor. And tur mishpat dain. Because he wants to say, shor mishpat means tradin. Tar is a lotion tur, a lotion of an ox. And dain is lotion of a mishpat. So in order to, the way he said, give me some beets, he said, bring me a shor mishpat. Bring me an ox and mishpat. That's tradin. Tar is shor, and din is mishpat. That's the way he spoke. So kids, nobody should understand what he meant. Only his cook, he spoke like this. Give me a shor mishpat. Fight the betur misukin. Betur misukin is a drashi. Har dal, that means that's in a weak mountain. What does that mean? Chardal, he wanted mustard. When he asked for mustard, he said, betur misukin and a weak mountain. Because that's what chardo means. Chardo means har dal, a weak mountain. So that's the way he spoke about mustard. But kadevi shor b'yishpiza, where he wanted to ask somebody about his innkeeper, how she's doing. Omru hochi, you say like this. Gvar pum dein chai maizutuvum. Now gvar means a man. Pum, this one. Dein here. Chai is still alive. Shrashi, that's the type of ushpiza. Shrashi, mashu b'yishpiza, you want to ask about the innkeeper. Shoyl overage rochim ben yoni yishpizayu, they said, go for a man, pum den chai, means ish. Ish means for man, that's called ushpizin. Pi, his mouth like, ush pi, zu, this one, chai is still alive, that's called ushpizi. Ush kumoi ish, like a man, pum kumoi pi, his mouth, din kumoi zir. That's what I used to call the innkeeper, gvar pum den chai. Mazu toivim, means Rashi kloimer, kama toivloi. Hey, so he used to ask around the innkeeper, how good is this innkeeper? Because he had to go to a hotel to eat. So he asked around, how good is this hotel? So he asked how good the hotel is by this lotion. Nobody should understand what he meant to ask, only the dispute to meet him. Rabbi Yavua ki Rabbi Mishtoi b'loshin chochmo. When he wanted to say this loshin chochmo, Rabbi Yom Hoch, he said like this. As rigul l'pchomen. Make the pchomen, the coals, like an esrik. What does that mean? Shrashi, as rigul l'pchomen, and by it he said, arki l'zuvim.
Meaning you'll take the gold and smooth it down. Merakik means bang the gold down, make it very thin. Trashi, Haviras Abchari meant to tell him burn the coals very hot. Lios Adoim should be red, kesru like an esri. She yeshotchu gecholam aloishchais, alpi akiru leschamim kinegdim. In other words, make the fire very, very hot. And Ariko shotu kumarikiel zuvin, gecholam loishchais adumas kizov. He didn't need really bang down the gold. He meant take the burning hot coals that looked like gold and smoothen them out. Vyosuli shnei magide botor. Trashi shnei magide botor. Tana gerlim. Make me two nice roasted chickens. Hamadiyan or oinei chalayla. That would tell the cracks at night. Ika diyamri vyosuli behen shnei magide botor. Make with these coals for me two roasted chickens. Omele Rabbanim L'Rabbi Avua. Haspine Heichen Rabbi Eloi. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, they asked him, where is Rabbi Eloi hiding? Heichen Rabbi Eloi Tzofen. Where is he hiding? Omelehem Olos Benara Achrenis. He's hiding with a girl, a Nara. Aharanis, that's what she is. She's Aharanis. We'll soon see what this is. Trashi Hespine Herein Loshin Tzayf Felichas Beisam. Tzofen Hoye Meschabed Lehoye Yoidim Atamidim Leichen Hoye. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, the Tamidim didn't know where he was. So they asked, where is he? So he said, Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoi. That's what Mora says. Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoi. He's all these four Lashonis, that's what happened to him. Omaloh, so some say Amri Loh, some say Isha. It actually means he went with an Isha. So Rashi says his first wife died. He married his second wife. He went with the second wife. The Amrullah in some say means Masechta. He was a Rangatan and learning that he got lost someplace. Right? Rashi, these Lashonis means, Olat Benarva Ranis, Soma Chalayla Benarva Acharanis, V'yachshav Yoshin. Means he thought to get married that night, and he's sleeping now. Is Amrullah Isha, Aranis Bas Koyin. Acharanis means Meis Ishtoi. Is he got married to a new Bas Koyin, because his first wife died. That means Acharanis Meis Ishtoi Rishonim, V'zu Acharanis is the second one. Iranis means Balas Chain Vecharifam, Kodam Er. She was, first he's awake, she was a very good wife. Vanirosi, Lehoya Yocholishim. And he couldn't go to sleep because of that. That's what he meant to say. Kitsi is telling him he got married, leave him alone. Mesechta, or Arayis Mesei the Kodeshim. Avoidis Aaron, Achranis, Sayim, Acheris, Vischo, Bezu. Kitsi was learning Kodeshim. He went from one Mesechta to another Mesechta. Amilol Rabbi Loi. Haspinunu, Nehechen Rabbi Avua Tzofen. They asked him, where is Rabbi Avua hiding? Because he also went to hide someplace. Where is he hiding? Omalohen Nisiyayitz Pemachter. Trashi Nisiyayitz Pemachter means Nota Rishus Minosi. He took Rishus from the president. Machter means from the president, and he went. Vehin Gibbel Piboishis. And he went south to Mipiboishis. If your voice here is a lush like an Odom Godel, Rashi says, Lefnei Zikne Durim, he went to the big Zikainim in the south, Shein Chachomim Yoid, Al Shein Shoim, if your voice is Odom Godel, Koral Lohuachi. That's why they call him if your voice is. It just means he went to learn in the south by big Talmud Chachomim. That's where he went. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Chanina, Miyomai lo nitchani Odom, nobody ever outwitted me. Nobody ever said something to me that like I didn't get the last word. Chutz Meisha, one time a lady, Tinek, one time a young boy, but he liked us a young girl. What was the three meisim? Isha Mahi, what was the meisim once in an Isha? Pa Machas Nisachti Eitzlach Sanya. Once I went, I was in an inn, I was by an Isha, I was eating in the house there. Achas Osa Sili Pulin, she made for me beans. Biyoim Rishin Achaltim, the first day I ate the beans. V'loi Shiarti, I didn't leave over anything. There was Gishmak, I finished the whole plate. Man Klum, I didn't leave over anything. Shania the second day, Veloy Shiat, I didn't leave over anything. Man. Shiati Man Klum. The Yom HaShlishi, the second day, Haktichosim B'melech. The innkeeper, she put a ton of salt on these beans. As Kivin Shetamti, as soon as I tasted one bean, why they, Mashachti Yodimhem, I put my hands away, I'm not eating no more, it's too salty. Omra Li, Rebbe, so the innkeeper said to Rebbe, Mifneimayin Chasayin, how come you're not eating today? Like, she wants to know what's wrong. Right, Rebbe didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Unless he was embarrassed, he didn't want to embarrass her. He didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Is Amarti lo kvasarati. So he told you, you know what, I ate already today, I'm not hungry anymore. Kvasarati v'bayjirin, that's why I'm not eating anymore. Omru li, hoy lecho limshach yedecha min apas. Abazoy, how come you stopped eating the beans? You should have stopped eating the bread. It's the bread you kept on eating. You only stopped eating the beans. So, Sarai, you weren't full. You're still hungry. Sakhiva didn't eat the beans. Omra li Rebbe, Shema, so she got the last word here. Omra li Rebbe, she said to the Rebbe, Shema lo hinachta peyav rishonim. Maybe you didn't leave over peyav the rishonim. There's a reason why you're leaving over this portion of beans is because she forgot to leave over peyav from the first portion. She's leaving over peyav now. Now she just got back to him. Like something's wrong here while you're leaving it over. And that can't be. Didn't we learn that like that? Ain mishayrim peyav the ilfis. If you didn't leave over teyah, teyah is the tfuah that grows in your ground, you have a wheat field, you have to leave over one sixtieth of the anin. If you didn't leave over when it was cut, if you cut it down, you can still take it off when it's still flour. But once you put a ilfis in a frying pan, then there's no din teyah anymore. See, here, this is fried beans I'm giving you now. How come I'm leaving over teyah here? Avo mishayrim teyah bekara. But you're allowed to leave over teyah in the pot. Not in the ilfis, but in the pot. So the kid says she got the last word here. That's the one time Rebbe lost out. What's the case by a young girl? Mahi. I was going over a field. I was going through a road that was going through somebody's field, through a sodom. I was going over this road. Omrali Tinoikas, this little girl asked me, Tinoikas Achas, Rebbe, isn't this somebody's field? How come you're trotting down the field? How come you walk in the middle of the field like you're ruining his field? Or Matthew Law, I told him, Le Dera Kabushi, isn't this our road? Like I see cloths a path. And once you have a path, you'll have to walk there. Or Malish, the little girl answered back to me, Listim Kemaisla Kavshua, you know who made this path? The Ganims, all the robbers that came down and stealing here, they made this path like you. So the kids said, it's the private property here. You have the right to be here. Don't walk here. So he was wrong. But she hopped him. Tinik, what was the maestro with the kid? Mahi Pamachas Yisamala Baderach, he's going on the road. I saw the Tinnik standing by the Pash Drochim, the turn. He didn't know to go right to left. There were two roads in front of him. He didn't know which way to go now. I asked this kid, which road is better for me to go? We told him I have to go, I have to get to LA. Which road gets me straight to LA? Derech Nelech Lir. Omali Zukit Sarav Arucha. This is a short road, but it's very long. The other road, Arucha, is very, very long. Looks Sarav, but it's very, very short. That's the way he answered. His name, the Rebbe said, he took the first choice, but I'll take the shortcut, even though the guy said it's long, but I'll take a shortcut. Kivan she got to Lir, it's like a very shortcut, he got straight to L.A. It was almost trapped off, I couldn't get in there, it was full of Padesim orchards, that I couldn't walk through the orchards. It's Chazati Lachure, I had to go all the way back again and go around the other road. It's Amati Loi Bini, Halayamati Lik Tsarim. He asked the kid, I asked you, could I go this road? You told me to shortcut here. What's wrong? I see I can't get through. Omali, so the kid answered back. But didn't I answer you? I told you it's a shortcut. But I told you it's a long road. You can't go through there. So the kid outwin him. Is Neshakti Varosha. He went and he kissed the kid. The Amatla, and he told him, Ashreichem Yisrael. He praises Klal Yisrael. Shekulchem Chachomim. G'day Lamatem Migdolchem Yad Kitanchem. From the older people to small people, you're a great chacham. As you're a smart kid, he had hanor from the kid, he gave the kid a kiss. We have Yosef Lili here because of Yurcher. Yosef Lili was walking down the road. Aschela Bruya. He met up with Bruya. She's a famous lady. She was Reb Meir's wife, Bruya. She's a famous lady. He met up with Bruya. Is on my law, so Reb Yosef Lili Esther, Vieza Derech Nedek Lud. Which road, how's the way to go to Lud? Is Omra Lay, so she answered back to him, Galila Shaita, Galila you're a Shaita. Rabbi Yosef Galila, she called him back a Shaita. Lay Kachom Kachom, didn't the Chom learn like this? Al Tarba Sicha Misha, you're not supposed to talk too much with women. So Mela, here you meet me on the street, you shouldn't talk too much to me. So what did he say to her? He said, all he said to her is, Be'ezah Derech Nelech Lud. Which way is the right way to go to Lud? So she answered back to him, Hoy Lecho Loima Be'ezah Lud. All you should have said is just, which way to Lud, that's all. Talk the shortest possible. Is that too many words? Don't tell me Arich is there, Beza, Derech, Melech, Lud. No question. You should have said, Beza, Lud. Mar Bruya, this Remeya's wife, Ashkechei Lahu Tamida. She saw a Talmud, Tevi Kogoros Belichsha. He was learning to her, but very quietly. He was learning to himself. Is Botash Bey, she gave him a kick.
Yeah, Botash Bey, Omro Lay, and she said to him, Kach Kosov doesn't look. Omrolei leikach kosuf. Doesn't the pasuk say like this? Arucha bakel ushmura. It should be ordered. It should be in order with everything, and then it will be watched. What does that mean? If it's ordered, if it's used, if all your remache vorm are being used when you are learning Torah, then mishtameris. Then it will be watched by you. You remember the Torah. The imlav ainu mishtameris. But if you do not use all your vorm when you are learning Torah, it will not be watched by you. The mele here, if you're not using the koyach of lashon of speaking, you're learning quietly, you're not speaking out loud, you're not using koyach of dibur, that's called you're not using up all your remach evorim. Therefore, the Torah will not be mishtameris b'toycha, will not be watched by you. Lamaisa, this is brought down talking aloha in Yerodeya. That's a bris krusa. Whoever learns, one thing is brought down if you learn in the base of Knesset, or else if you learn out loud, you speak it out, you say it out loudly, it's a bris krusa, you won't forget your learning so fast. Yeah. Alright, Mr. Mustafa.
Daf Nun Dalad.
So she said, Talmud was learning the Lechisha quietly.